Ernie Marketson was born and raised in Prince Edward County. He is an engineer with a passion for local architecture and recently gave a talk to an enthusiastic crowd who gathered at 24 Wharf Street, Wellington, now known as the Drake Devonshire Inn. The talk was part of the concluding events from Flashback February, that is a month-long celebration of the county's rich history, where the public is encouraged to engage with local historians, artists, musicians, and history buffs to learn, enjoy, and take part in the many events throughout the area. The property at 24 Wharf Street is in the heart of Wellington, with a history that dates back to the early 1800s. Ernie Marketson dove into the chronology of the property and brought to life the transformation journey of the original brick foundry built in the mid-1800s to today's Drake Devonshire. Ernie chatted with me about his passion for 24 Wharf Street.
You've lived here all your life. Where did you study? And you're an engineer.
Yeah, I studied at the University of Guelph. I went there because I did have a civil background, and then I wanted to enhance that with environmental and water resources engineering. And then I studied architecture through the Royal Architectural Institute of Canada, which is a non-university, so I could do that after I started working. And I did my design...
Engineering background, that's perfect, right?
It was. I did my design studios in Toronto, but when it got time to work as an intern, there weren't any architects in Prince Edward County at the time, so I wasn't going to move. So I had to stop that part of my education, but I still did a lot of architectural
work. And then you came back to Prince Edward County.
Yeah.
When was that?
That was in 1990. Yeah.
And your family was here, I guess.
Yeah. My parents were here, and a couple of my siblings. I was born in Picton, so yeah. So this was home for me.
Mm-hmm. Have you always had an interest in history? And
yes.
Is there a particular part of history, or is it just the county? Or
well, I've always been interested in buildings and architecture, and that really generates different angles to interpret things, such as like today, like who came before, how was the land used, why was it developed, why were buildings put where they were, and then the people always add a certain element of interest to any story. So if you can talk about the people that were here when they were, you know, when buildings were made or when properties were developed, it adds a lot of flavor to a story. So
It seems to me you have a special place in your heart for the Drake. That used to be Devonshire Inn.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree with that?
Well, it was a very interesting project to work on. And then, you know, when you realize the history of the building and then you start getting into the actual bones of a building, you actually see what you're dealing with, and you get, you know, there were a lot of things that I found out when we were doing the renovation that were very revealing. Like, I didn't get into a lot of the details today, but there was a lot of interesting things in the building at the time.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. Just you talking about going underneath and the floor and finding that poker.
Yeah.
That fire poker. There was probably all kinds of things down there that.
It was interesting. And then doing the renovation of the front building, finding little passageways where they must have passed things through the brick wall and things like that.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Interesting.
So it did have, and like I said, I wanted to work with the architect to see what they came up with. It didn't quite turn out the way the first architect envisioned, but yeah, it was still interesting and enjoyable project.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, FrequencyNews.ca, and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.